when I somehow yesterday I must have done something which bewildered the mechanism of that boiler. And I remembered the problem was all of a sudden in the midst of trying to reach the temperature for hot water, which I could use for my herbal teas, in the midst of it, it switched off, and it went cool again. And I remember, I require this hot water, and I have little time left. Please, boiler G, get into shape here. And finally, I did something. I mean, I'm not so technically minded, but I understood. Let me take this out. Let me take it out of the electricity and reset the whole system. And then it did its work very nice. I feel when we go on retreat, we are, in some ways, we can be compared to the boiler. In our spiritual life, often things happen where not so much spiritual energy, not so much bhakti, shakti is coming into our life. And as a result, we get cooler and cold in the end to spiritual life. Now, when we go on a retreat, we try to reset the whole mechanism. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Let's focus on the fundamentals of our spiritual life and build it up from there. And this is a really very serious work. It is not just like attending a festival where you are only, don't want to say only, but where you're mostly taking in the various inputs, various sides and various things. No, going on a retreat means to do serious work yourself. And I can see in the expression of your faces that you did not really want to escape this part of the retreat. You look serious. You might have seen some points. Oh, here my relationship with Krishna is lacking a little. Let me see how I can fill this lack, or I can, repair this, and so on. So I request you to remain in this mood still for today. Tomorrow is very easy. We just close the patient off. You know, the surgery is done. Now we just need to tomorrow just sew the open wound. You know, close it. Close everything. Close the retreat. But this morning, especially. In this coming class, soon the avalanche will start. and also in the workshop, I still request and require your kind cooperation. The evening will be a nice program. We have some nice surprise. There will be one of these very nice theater plays I heard with some humor is also there, so that will be, we will celebrate this evening our retreat, and celebration is necessary, celebrating our success and our work. But now and then on the 11 o'clock workshop, we will focus a little bit and on our inner work. Wow! Bart is there! Welcome! Baby has arrived! Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dadi. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dadi. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jamuna Tira Vana Chari. Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Se Radhe Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We are reading this morning from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, this is an amazing. amazing verse. I don't know how it comes here. I mean, in the context of my my lecture, but I guess the subject is unlimited. We can move in an extrapolated fashion. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Govagname Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Advaita kahe Ishvara Advaita kahe Ishvara Esva Bhavahaya Advaita kahe Ishvara Esva Bhavahaya Yatyapi apana puna Sava Ishvaya Maya Tathapi bhakta sangehaya shuka lasa
Tathapi bhakta sangehaya shuka lasa
Bhakta sange kore nitya vivida vilasa Advaita kahe Ishvara Esva Bhavahaya
Advaita kahe Ishvara Esva Bhavahaya
Yatyapi apana puna saiva shvaya maya Tathapi bhakta sange haya suko lasa
Tathapi bhakta sange haya suko lasa
Bhakta sange kore nitya vivida vilasa
Bhakta sange kore nitya vivida vilasa
Yes, please ask. Thank you, Mataji, please. Thank you very, very much. The translation reads, Advaita Acharya Prabhu replied, Actually, I should give you the context, then only the verse will say something to you. There was a king, a very, very powerful king in Orissa, who extended the borders of Orissa very far, made it a huge, 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 huge country, really. His name was Maharaj Prataparudra. When he saw how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees came more and more to prominence in Jagannath Puri, and after he had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a few times dancing ecstatically, he developed the great desire to have a darshan with the Lord. But the Lord would reject this proposal because he said that for him, as a exemplary sannyasi, it would not set a good precedent to see a king who's mostly engaged in worldly affairs, you know, conquering kingdoms, accumulating wealth, and staying with a lot of servants, many of them women, and marrying many. So that would be, people would get the wrong impression, thinking, what is a renounced person doing associating with a worldly man? And although the king's eagerness grew and grew and grew and grew, Mahaprabhu did not relent. He did not lift his ban. No kings allowed. That stayed on. So now we will hear how Advaita Acharya talks about one aspect of Krishna. I will read the verse to you, but it really doesn't fit in what I want to present today. I made a mistake. I said the wrong verse. It is entirely my mistake. So Advaita Acharya replied, This is a natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he's personally complete, and although he's full in all opulences, he takes transcendental pleasure in the association of his devotees, with whom he has a variety of eternal pastimes. After some time, you will sit here and give the lecture. It's already practicing. After some time. So, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskachyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vivasari Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, in this particular chapter where I'm sorry, I chose the wrong verses. What to do? There is one very, very important lesson. Pratapa Rudra was the king. He was really very, very influential. He was the top man. He was surrounded by scholars, his pandits, court pandits. At that time, where this Leela plays out, he was really maybe one of the most important people in the state of in the country of India. He had won many battles. He had driven the influence of the foreign invaders back, and he thought, you know, his wish alone was moving everything, but he could not see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could not come close to the Lord. It is stated in the Govardhan Leela that our wealth, our intelligence, our influence, our physical strength, and seven other, it's seven altogether, these high qualifications do not suffice or have absolutely no influence of whether we will be able to meet Krishna or not. Krishna is already having all the wealth, already all the intelligence, already everything. He cannot be impressed with these things. He's only impressed with devotion and a devotional service. So, Pratapa Rudra really tried many things. He went through many influential people, but all he got from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, I will not see the king, and if I'm hearing again and again these requests, I will leave Jagannath Puri and not return. That was a clear no. Then the king understood, on my own, I cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he made a decision to renounce his kingship and become a possessionless beggar in Orissa. He was that desperate. He understood, to hell with my influence, my strength, my kingdom. But then one devotee told him, King, there's one way how you can come close to the Supreme Lord. There's one way how he will want to see you. You have to do service. Okay, by that time, Pratapa Rudra was ready to do anything. And the service which was picked for him was, you become a street sweeper before the Lord. You have to clean the road. Now, those of you who are from India and know that in the social hierarchy, the bangi or street sweeper ranges on the lowest rung. He is in contact with dust, with people's spit, with he has a stool, and so on and so forth. But when Pratapa Rudra heard this, I will clean the road before the procession starts, and this way make a clean pathway for Lord Jagannath. He took to this service as his only last desperate hope. You must know this had severe repercussions. It had a very transcendent repercussion, but also a social repercussion. You know, King Prataparudra had so much influence that the southern Indian king, Narsingha Rao, or Raj, thought an alliance with his kingdom and the kingdom of Prataparudra would be very advantageous. And his an arranged marriage was negotiated between Prataparudra and the daughter of this king, Narsingha. The kingdom, the South Indian kingdom, was, you know, they wanted to do this for political reasons, but at the same time, the South Indian culture is very, very strict in adhering to the Vedic principles, and the North Indian culture, or whatever is North, was considered to be a little un-Vedic and a little bit wishy-washy or barbarian or you know, too much foreign influence. So before the marriage took place, Narsingha Rao sent his prime minister to inspect the habits of the Orissas, or people of Orissa. And when the prime minister, on the day of Ratha Yatra, the main festival day, saw that the king got down from his throne, took a broom, and cleansed the street of the Lord. As we say in German language, his jaw fell to the ground. What is this? And he quickly, without waiting for the completion of the festival, went back to Narsingha Rao and said, "This is what I saw. The king became a street sweeper. You saw it with your own eyes, or were you a little tired or something?" "No, I saw him taking a broom, getting dusty. He was there in the midst of this dirty road." "This is intolerable," said the king, and revoked the marriage negotiation. "How can I give my exalted, pure sattvic daughter to such a street sweeper?" So the negotiation stopped. And of course, Prataparudra and his minister government wanted to find out why did they step back on the arrangement. And the news came from South India: "We cannot marry the daughter of the king to a street sweeper." Now, this is a king. You can't say such thing to his king. Prataparudra took it as a personal insult to Lord Jagannath. He immediately mobilized his army and, like a lion teared into the South Indian kingdom, he took possession of deities to humiliate the kingdom and Narsingha Rao, and brought a Ganesh deity, who was worshipped there, back to Puri. "Ah, don't mess with the king." Not the ordinary king. He had in mind, don't insult Lord Jagannath, our state is not going to tolerate it. Getting down from his throne, becoming a humble servant of the Lord and only thinking, my position is of no interest for me. I want the position of a dust-covered servant, bus. That had serious consequences in the world of men and extremely sweet consequences in the world of God. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, that the king, forgetting all decor, is it called decor? Decor. Decorum it is called. Etiquette and the way you move as a king. And going to the position of a servant, was so pleased that in his heart the desire arose to see the king. Hare Krishna. And a meeting took place on that very same day, at the end of procession stopped at Baladangi, a place on the road. There was first an offering to Lord Jagannath, where everyone, even the common man who was not initiated in priestly rituals, could offer something to the Lord. I think we should initiate this a part of the ceremony, that at one stage in Ratha Yatra, the cart stops and everyone can come and bring something to the Lord on the street. Everyone, without exception, children, grown-up people, priests and non-priests can approach the Lord of the universe. So on that day, after that festival where the king and his queens offered lovingly preparations to the Lord. After this was done, the Lord retired to the gardens where he rested, and then Prataparudra Maharaja, on the advice of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, gave away put down his crown and his royal dress and dressed as a simple Vaishnava, maybe like one of you, white dhoti, simple Vaishnava, and went to the Lord trembling. Hopefully he will not send me away again. And gave the Lord pleasure by chanting the verses of the Gopi Gitas, starting from Jayate Tedikam Janmasatakam, etc. Then he chanted one particular verse. Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibiditam Kalmashapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimad Atatam Vigrinanti ye deburida jana. The last sentence or phrase, burida jana, means burida, means giving blessings. You are the, and the verse says, those who go through this world and talk about Krishna, they are the supreme welfare workers in this world. When Lord Chaitanya heard this phrase, Burida Janaha, they are the ones who give blessings, he jumped up. Prataparudra was shaking. Ooh, did I do something wrong? Wrong intonation, maybe? And he rushed forward and embraced Prataparudra to his heart and explaining, you are the greatest welfare worker. You are the, because you are, quoting these, there's a wonderful verses. It's a Gopi Gita from the Bhagavatam where the gopis praise Lord Krishna in wonderful ways. It's a, it's one huge kirtan of the gopis, this Gopi Gita. Good. But my point is, why did everything change? Why did... there's one reason. Maharaj Prataparudra understood the need of rendering service. It is said, you cannot decide, I'm going to see now the Lord. It doesn't work. What works is that the Lord becomes pleased with your, it's called seva bhava, your inner orientation that I want to do service. And then he comes and sees you. Prabhupada surprised us once when he gave a lecture and he said, you cannot chant Hare Krishna. Oops, I thought that's what we do here. No, you cannot chant Hare Krishna, he said. The material tongue and the material ears can't grasp an entirely spiritual entity. So how can you bring the holy name who is identical with Krishna on your material tongue? It doesn't, it just doesn't work. It's a categorically not possible for a non-spiritual senses to grasp or understand something which is spiritual. It's just like with these eyes, I cannot see the soul of Kapil and Devan. I cannot see it. I see two bearded gentlemen from, where is it, London, but I don't see the real person, the soul. Cannot see. I can understand them. They must have, there must be a soul, otherwise how would they even live and be able to walk and so on. They would be corpses without soul. But my eyes can't see spirit. So my tongue can't also grasp or pronounce spirit, the holy name. But what can happen, my dear devotees? The Lord can, if he becomes pleased with you, he can appear on your tongue. In that lecture, which is really, really nice, I think it a section will be available in the Living Name in this book. A section of the lecture, Prabhupada quotes a well-known verse which is composed by Srila Rupa Goswami, where he describes how the material senses are not able to understand Krishna. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyamin Driya Sevan Mukehi Jivado Svayam Eva Spuratyada. The translation. Therefore, my dear devotees, take note of this. Therefore, material senses can never, never, never appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. When a conditioned soul, however, is awakened to Krishna consciousness, and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food. The tongue is purified, and one gradually, step by step, gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. So really what it means is we can't on our own touch Krishna, but Krishna can come and touch us. I want to give a little analogy which is there in Vaishnav poetry. No one on his own can touch the moon. You can stretch as much as you want. You can apply the Mula Bandha. Eat a lot of carrots to grow a little bit more. You can get even on your ladder or on a chair and maybe try to touch the moon from the position of the chair. It's not possible. But you could touch the moon in theory if the moon decides, let me come down to the person and he wants to touch me with his finger. Okay, whoop, he is then there. Do you follow my analogy? Now the moon will never do this, or if he would do it, the cosmos would become a chaos and everything would be problematic. But Krishna, my dear devotees, comes when he sees that you become sevan mukhe. It means, mukhe means face, and seva means seva. If you turn your face towards him in service, this is a very important lesson. Without this, you will never be able to chant the holy name. If you don't become a servant of the holy name, you don't become a servant of the Vaishnavas, the revelation of Krishna will not take place. You will be forever and ever a conditioned soul, removed from the Lord. So, time is there. I wanted to say a lot of things, but I want to bring it to the end. The question now is, my dear devotees, how do we approach Krishna in the holy name in the service mode? What can we do? Yes? Is Bhavish, you're with us? Manoha? This is the question. What do I do when I want to become sevan mukhe? Means turn my face in service to Krishna. What do I do in japa? Jiva Goswami explains that it means I'm inclined. Inclined means I have a tendency, a leaning towards the idea to accept the Lord's name and form in service. It means I become inclined, I'm present with the practice. Let me now take my mind, which is absorbed in so many things different from Krishna, and let me bring it to Krishna's holy name. This is the first step to make this inclined. There's an incline that moves in this direction, our mind. You must attend to Krishna by your attention. Let me say it again, because it's good English. My editor corrected this. You must attend to Krishna by giving your attention. This is how you start your service relationship to Krishna. You sit down Now I'm here. I'm with my Lord. I can't afford to be inattentive, to be not there. I must attend to him. I know this when I, whenever I come to different places, but I've seen this especially in London. I come to London to do my preaching service, and then there is a devotee family who really is tuned in. Okay, now it's service for the Vaishnavas. We have many other things to do, but whoop, let us now attend this Vaishnava by giving the attention. This family does this with many Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas, who have enjoyed their hospitality. And this is the mood in which we must chant also. Krishna is now coming in his holy name. I will attend to Krishna. I will be there for him. I will, take away the other agendas, the other things I have to do while I'm here, and now it's Krishna. This is how it starts, my dear devotees. This is how Krishna, who otherwise is unapproachable for a conditioned soul and unattainable by a conditioned soul, becomes pleased in his heart to then appear. And that is exactly how your greenhorn chanting means. Greenhorn, I don't think that's a good word. How a beginner in chanting makes advancement in his chanting by turning towards Krishna. If you turn away from Krishna in his most accessible form, in his most merciful form, what is your hope? Or to speak in the analogy, if you have desire to touch the moon, but now the moon has come to you and you say, goodbye moon, I don't care for you, I have other things to do, then the moon will leave again. Only with this mood will you chant the true name. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur makes a very important point. He gives us an example between, he wants to say that Krishna only comes when there is a service bhava, the desire to do service. And he gives us an example. The example comes from medicine. It would be very nice if I would have brought one of these capsules, but I forgot. You know, in medicine, I think you all have taken these capsules. You can buy them now on the market. They are vegetable capsules. The normal capsules, be careful, are made from the inside of a cow's stomach. We are not so inclined, we cannot take. But when it's a matter of life or death, I don't want to say about this. But you can purchase now vegetable capsules, because the capsula is not important. I mean, the quality, the it's not about the capsula. What's in the capsula is important. So what you can do is you could put the active ingredient, the medicine, into the vegetable capsula. Then you close it, whoop, by putting the other thing on. You know what I mean, isn't it? And then you swallow it, and then it goes down and it survives the acidic. The acids in the stomach, because that's why we need a capsula, and then it goes into the intestines, and from there distributes its healing power through the body. No? So the holy name, when we chant the holy name, it's important that there is something in that holy name which makes it the active ingredient so that we can benefit from the holy name. And that ingredient which we must swallow is bhakti, the bhakti bhava, or the inclination to serve. Let us go to the example. You can have a capsule and inside can be arsenic poison. You take it, it looks so harmless, and you swallow it and you die. You can take the same type of capsule and put Trifala in there. It's an Ayurvedic remedy. You swallow it in the evening before you go to bed, and in the morning you jump like a demigod out of your bed. It's to be taken in the... brings all the toxins out of the body in the night. I'm a fan of Trifala. Don't take too much, though, because then some longer visits in the bathroom have to be planned. So the idea is one and the same capsule can carry entirely different messages. The same thing is with the holy name. One and the same chanting can have an entirely different effect. When you chant in the Seva Bhava, the service spirit, Krishna will appear to you. When you don't chant with this mood, then Krishna will not appear. Krishna speaks about this secret in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says, bhaktyamang abhijanati javancha chasmi saranatvata tato mang tatvato gyatva vishate tat anantaram. The Lord says, one can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, then he can enter into the kingdom of God. If you would like to find this verse in your own reading time, it's in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, text 55. 1855. Only by bhakti, only by service, can the conditioned soul, the separated soul, again make his relationship with Krishna, and Krishna comes. Otherwise, you can chant for thousands of lifetimes. It will have not the desired effect. You will not be able to meet the Supreme Lord. So in the workshop, we will hear more how to chant in the Seva Bhava. For here, it is, let us just stay with Rupa Goswami, who says, turning our face to Krishna. I always see this in my own devotional life. I do so many things. You know, it's not easy nowadays. You have so many invitations, so many things to do. Then things go wrong. Then the printers don't do their job properly, and your big arrangement pang falls like a house of cards to the ground. And still, you should not give up and continue enthusiastic, and so on, and so on. And often, I must admit to all of you, I'm becoming overwhelmed by just the sheer quantity of what needs to do, and then emails on top of it. Whew, so many. And then if you don't respond to an important email, something goes wrong,
somewhere else, a pot burns there, and how to do all this? We are simple people. Simple boy, I am old boy now, but simple still. And what I always found out, my dear devotees, in my own devotional life, sometimes I'm sitting there overwhelmed by just the sheer quantity and so on. And then when I can manage to go like this, Krishna, please, I'm only your servant. Please kindly help me to engage in my service. Miracles happen. When I give retreats, the day before I sit in my room and say, I'm a little foolish and little uneducated. I ran away from school when I was 15 years. What to expect of such a man? But please help me to say something which can empower and inspire my audience to reach the spiritual goals which they want. And then sometimes when I come to this, I feel, oh, so relieved. Now everything can happen. I did my part. My Lord, I'm now your instrument. If you use me or not use me, that's up to you. But I have connected with you. This, my dear devotee, makes all the difference. Turning in your life to Krishna. Maybe you have a complicated problem, an issue you cannot solve. Maybe there's something which you desperately want, but it just does not manifest in your life. Maybe life gets complex and you forgot this very important move and so on. Whatever it is, the moment you just stop, bang, and turning to Krishna in service, the Lord somehow responds immediately. For every Hare Krishna, which is done with bhakti, with this idea, I want to serve you, my Lord. The Lord says, 100 times, here I am. With every service which you want to do, where you say, this is what I wish to do for you, Krishna, please help me. The Lord is immediately there because he loves his servants. That's his weakness, not weakness. For us, it's the biggest strength, really. He doesn't look, is this person very qualified or not? He doesn't care. He cares if you turn to him in service. This you have to practice when you chant Hare Krishna. No longer absent-minded chanting. No longer turning away from Krishna when you chant. Especially in chanting, which is the one activity where you turn to Krishna. You call his name. Ah, have you ever noticed that? You cannot afford to call his name and then turn somewhere else. It's the greatest impoliteness. If I say, Hari Prasad, oh, yo, Hari Prasad, I must go, Hari Prasadji, you are here. You danced this morning. You know, this is the turning makes the relationship. Turning away breaks the relationship. Turning towards Krishna makes the relationship. Hare Krishna. I'm done, now I become peaceful again. I delivered what I wanted to deliver. I really think, my dear devotees, think deeply about this in your own life. Think what it means, and it will be possible for you to hear more concretely what you can do while you chant. At 11 o'clock. I will not take questions now because it's 9 o'clock. Is this a truthful clock I have? I have a German clock. It should be better.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm not in this illusion. I'm not in this illusion. Yesterday I heard a joke. What's the difference between a tea bag and the German football group? What's the difference? The tea bag stays longer in the cup. So the Germans are not the best. That joke I have heard yesterday from Noahs of football. I'm just repeating the parampara. Hare Krishna. Little joke. It's not the most appropriate place in the temple. I'm really, really sorry. But I wanted to... It's 9 o'clock, according to the Belgian clock. So I wish you all the best and see you at 11 o'clock. Hare Krishna.